It seems that everywhere I turn, everyone is talking about hormone replacement therapy. This means that women are simply wanting to find relief to balance their hormones. Some women have chosen the medication Premarin. Premarin has been a cornerstone in hormone replacement therapy for decades. On today's show, I'll explore what Premarin is, along with its benefits, risks, and alternatives. So friend, if you're ready to receive information that will help you to make an informed decision that results in achieving hormonal balance, then grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rikesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. Hey friend, get ready for an extraordinary surprise. In just a few short weeks, brace yourself for an exclusive unveiling of a game-changing women's health program that will leave you thrilled and utterly transformed. Stay tuned for the big reveal that promises to elevate your well-being in ways that you never imagined. This past week, I had a conversation with a client about balancing her hormones. She shared that years ago, her doctor prescribed Premarin to help manage her symptoms. And although it's been over a decade since she stopped using the medication, she shared that she still feels that she may be experiencing some side effects from taking it. When I went through menopause, I didn't take any medication and wasn't familiar with Premarin, so I did some research. I think it's important for women to be informed so that we can make educated decisions about what we're putting into our bodies. And so what is Premarin? Premarin is a highly prescribed orally administered estrogen. It's also available as a topical cream. And the estrogenic product is isolated from the urine of pregnant mares. And the name is actually derived from pregnant mares' urine, or Premarin. And it's been used in hormone replacement therapy for postmenopausal women in the U.S. since 1942. And according to the FDA, over 9 million American postmenopausal women take Premarin to relieve the symptoms of menopause, including hot flashes, night sweats, and vaginal dryness. Premarin is a complex of sodium salts. It is composed of three estrogens known as estrone sulfate and two unique horse estrogens, equiline sulfate and equiline sulfate. And there are about 700 farms with 80,000 horses that produce the urine for this medication. And the mares that produce the urine for this medication have to be maintained in a certain way. And so according to the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, they reported that thousands of horses are impregnated and then confined to cramped stalls so that their estrogen-rich urine can be collected and used by pharmaceutical companies to make the drug Premarin for hormone replacement therapy. And for most of their 11-month pregnancies, the mares used in Premarin production are confined to stalls that are so small that the animals cannot turn around or take more than one step in any direction. They're also forced to wear rubber urine collection bags at all times, which causes chafing and lesions. And the drinking water is limited so that the urine will yield more concentrated estrogen. And then when the mares give birth to their foals, they're taken away from them within days and they're quickly impregnated again. And so this is a cycle that continues year after year until the mares become old, infertile, crippled, or they're either auctioned off or possibly slaughtered. And so just to really find this in the research, that it's a very inhumane practice in order to make this drug. And the way that we treat living creatures does matter. And I write about this in my book, Rock Your World Naturally, 7 Divine Keys to Unlock Extraordinary Health, because we are divinely created beings by God. And we are all interconnected. And so how we treat animals affects our lives, and how we treat animals affects the earth. It affects the entire cycle of life. Some other things to consider along with the risks of Premarin are that it has shown in many studies to increase the risk of cancer. That's because long-term use of Premarin, particularly combined with progestins, may increase the risk of breast cancer, endometrial cancer, as well as ovarian cancer. And so if you're considering Premarin, please discuss the individual risks with your healthcare provider. Another risk involves cardiovascular health. And Premarin has been shown to increase the risk of blood clots, stroke, and heart disease. And it's interesting to note that stroke and heart disease are the top killers, the number one killers of women in the U.S. And so this is something that we should certainly take note of, because particularly in older women, those factors increase regarding our cardiovascular health. Some other side effects also include bloating, breast tenderness, nausea, mood changes when taking this medication. And the final thing to consider is cognitive decline. There was a study that was conducted by Neurobiology of Aging to investigate the effects of Premarin at 2 different doses on the hippocampus dependent spatial learning and memory. So they wanted to see if rodents could follow the spatial learning and the place that they had set up for them, if they could remember directions, if they could remember patterns within these mazes that they set up. And what they found is that hormone replacement therapy with Premarin injections impaired the hippocampus, or that learning memory center, within the rats, and they couldn't remember directions. They couldn't follow patterns within that maze. And so if there was a cognitive decline in rats who were injected with Premarin, consider the effects that it could be having on women's health. Now, it's interesting to note that over 2/3 or 66% of individuals diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease are women. And could there possibly be a link associated with hormone replacement therapy and this cognitive decline in women? And so As I have been sharing the research that I found, it reminds me of, have you ever been watching TV and a commercial break comes on for a prescription medication? And as you watch and you hear about the benefits, and then you're hearing about all of the negative side effects from taking the medication along with that. And so you may be thinking, you know, why are there so many side effects when taking medications like this one that are associated with hormone replacement therapy? Well, it's simply based on the fact that synthetic drugs cannot be assimilated by the bloodstream. They cannot be assimilated by our tissues, by our organs. So when the aches, the pains, the nausea, and the other symptoms arise from the medication, our bodies are actually signaling that something is wrong, that a foreign invader is in the body and it doesn't know how to process it. It doesn't know what to do with it, because the scripture says that the life of all living creatures is in the blood. And so when we're introducing something into the bloodstream that does not produce life, then that's when the symptoms will arise. And so as you're listening to this, and maybe you've taken Premarin or you know someone who is taking Premarin, and you may be experiencing some of the different side effects, you know, from that. And you may be wondering, well, what is the alternative, you know, to that? Now, many women can find that they can control their hot flashes and other symptoms that are associated with menopause by just making easy lifestyle changes, whether that's switching their diet, getting regular exercise in. And so if you're experiencing any of these side effects, you may want to consider utilizing plant-based hormone replacement therapy. And it's mostly derived from yams. It's widely used in many places, to include the U.S. In places like the United Kingdom, it is prescribed as a first line of support for hormonal imbalances. And this plant-based form of estrogen, it's termed body identical or bioidentical, meaning that it has the same molecular structure that we produce in our bodies during premenopause. And if you'd like to learn more about bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, you can listen to podcast episode 185, where I talk about the differences between hormone replacement therapy and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Have you used hormone replacement therapy or plant-based hormone replacement therapy? If so, I would love to hear about your experience. You can leave me a message via Spotify, or if there's a health topic you'd like to hear on the show, you can send me an email by clicking on the Contact Me link in today's show notes. Be sure to share, leave a review, or subscribe to the show to receive notifications on all of the latest content. So let's wrap it all up. Premarin remains a widely prescribed medication for the management of menopausal symptoms. While it does offer some benefits, it's essential to weigh the potential risks and considerations associated with its use. Women considering Premarin therapy should engage in open discussions with their healthcare provider to make informed decisions about their treatment options. I'll leave you with Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do, and whatever else you do, develop good judgment.
Hey,
friend. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally? Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then, it's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.